Okay, so we're going to continue in the ninth parak of Masachas Menachos. We are up to parak Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Revius Ma'is Mishameshes. What was a Revius Halog used for? So Revius Ma'im LeMitzora. It was for the water that they needed for the Tahara of the Mitzora, that they needed a Revius of Ma'im, Revius Shem LeNazir, and they also needed a Revius of oil for the Nazir to bring his Lechem that he needed to finish his Nazirus, because he'd have to bring 24 different loaves of bread when he finished his Nazirus. So the amount of oil that was necessary was a Revius Halog. Chatzilog Mahay Mishamish. What did they do with Chatzilog? Chatzilog Mahim Lesota. That's how much water was put into the Sota waters. V'chatzilog Shemen Latoda. And that's how much oil was used for the carbon Toda. Ubelog Hayimodet the Kala Menachos. And the log was used for all the carbonous Mincha. Afil Mincha Shal Shishu Misaron. Even if it was a mincha that had shishim isaron of flour, which is a very big mincha, you have to have a log of oil for each isaron of flour. So no single shishim log, they would put shishim log of oil. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, afilu mincha shel shishim isaron ein lo ela luga. No, even if there were 60 isarons of flour, it only had one log. Shenema lemincha v'log shemen in singular. So you see that it's only log shemen for each mincha. Shisha lepar, they had six logan for the nesachim of a par. Arba ala ayil, four for an ayil, shlosha lekevis, and three for a lamb, shlosha mechza lemenorah, three and a half log for the oil that was needed for the menorah, mechatzi log lekol ner, because there were seven branches, so you put a chatzi log in each one, so seven times chatzi is three and a half, and that's how they had three. That's why they needed three and a half log. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid, so we're going to talk about nesachim. So ma'arvin nischei parim. The Marvin Nischei Parim B'Nischei Elim. If we mix together the Minchas Nesachim of bulls with the Minchas Nesachim of an ayil and bring them together, because it's the same ratio of Shemen to Solas in both Parim and Ayalim. Nischei Kvasim B'Nischei Kvasim. We could also mix together the Minchas Nesachim of different lambs with each other. Shal Yachid B'Shal Tzibur. We can mix together the Minchas Nesachim of a Yachid and a Tzibur. Shal Yom B'Shal Hamesh. And today's with yesterday, because it's all the same amount, the same ratio. Aval ein marvin niskei kvasim and niskei parim ve'elim. But you cannot mix niskei kvasim with niskei parim ve'elim, because there's a different flour oil ratio. If a person mixed them separately, and then there were the vinisarvu, and then meaning they were first belila means that they were mixed up, meaning the flour and the oil were first mixed separately. And then v'nisarvu, and then the two got mixed together, k'sherin, then it's going to be kosher, even though it's different ratios. Im ad shelo bolal pasul, but if they got mixed together before you were ever bolal them in the first place, then it's going to be pasul. Hakeves ha'boim ha'omer, afal pishem l'chasu k'fula lo hayu nisachem k'fulin. The sheep that was brought together with the carbon omer, even though its carbon mincha is twice the size of a mincha that would normally be brought with a keves, the nesachim of that went along with it was not twice the size, meaning the minchas nesachim of the keves that's brought with the carbon omer has two isarons of flour, which is twice the amount of flour that a mincha of a keves normally gets. So even though the mincha had twice as much flour, the nesachim were the same size as other kvasim. It was three lug of oil and a quarter revius halog of yayin. So even though it's a different amount of flour, it was the same amount of shemen and yayin. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we had said that they would use a revius for the mayim that was needed for Mesora and for the shemen of a nazir. A chatzilog was used for the mei sota and the shemen toda. A log was for all other carbonos mincha. And then we had a machlokas. If you had 60 isaron of flour, how many logan of oil would you have? Tanakama said 60, 1-to-1 ratio. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, only one log of oil. Then we said that you have six for a par, four for an ayil, three for a keves, and 3.5 log for the menorah, because the menorah has 7 branches, and 1/2 a log for each branch of the menorah. Then in Mishnah Dalet we said that if they mixed up the niske parum with the niske elim, or the niske kvasim with the other niske kvasim, or shel yachid with shel tzibur, or today's with yesterday's, that's perfectly fine. You can mix them all together because it's the same ratio, but you cannot mix the niske kvasim with the niske parim ve'elim, because those are different ratios of flour to oil. But if you mix them separately, and then, meaning you mix the flour and the oil of the minchas kvasim separately, and then you mix the flour and the oil of the parim ve'elim separately, and then they all got mixed together, they're going to be kosher. And then we said the keves that's brought together with the carbon omer, even though it's a lot more flour, it was not more oil or wine than a typical nesachim that you would have with a keves. Okay, Ben Shem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey.